Chapter 5. A Shock for Holmes. Holmes, the King and I travelled to St. John's Wood in a carriage early the next morning. On the way, Holmes told the King that Irene Adler was now married. It was obviously a terrible shock for him. "Are you sure about that? When did she marry? And who did she marry?" the King asked angrily. "She married a lawyer called Godfrey Norton, and she married him yesterday morning," Holmes replied. "And I'm quite sure. I was there." "Ah, she cannot love him," the King said. "She loved only me. She will never love anyone else." It was obvious that his feelings were hurt. "I hope that she loves him, Your Majesty," Holmes said. "If she loves him, then she doesn't love you. And that means that she probably won't try to interfere with your marriage plans. But we can't be sure about it. We must still recover the photograph." The King looked unhappy. "She is so beautiful," he said. "I wish she had been an aristocrat. She would have been a wonderful queen for me." It was 8 o'clock when we arrived at Bryony Lodge. An elderly servant opened the door.
"I think that one of you gentlemen is Mr. Sherlock Holmes," she said. "Mrs. Norton told me you were coming, but she isn't here. She and her husband left at 5 o'clock this morning. They've gone to Europe and will never return."
We hurried past the servant into the house. In the sitting room, all the furniture had been moved and the secret cupboard was open. Holmes ran to it. He put his hand into it and searched it. When he took his hand out again, he was holding a large photograph. But it was a photograph of Irene Adler. He was also holding a letter, which was addressed to him. He opened the envelope and read the contents. If the King had had a shock, Holmes now had one too. He showed the letter to the King and then to me. "Dear Mr. Holmes, you did very well. You made me give away my secret. I knew months ago that if the King was desperate, he would consult you. I was expecting you to come. But you still deceived me with your clever disguise and your excellent actors. I have been on the stage myself, of course. I know about acting. But you were very good. I only understood that the clergyman was really Mr. Sherlock Holmes when I saw the smoke bomb. Even then, I needed to be sure. I dressed as a boy and took a cab to Baker Street. I saw the clergyman stop outside the house where the famous detective lives. I even said goodnight to you. Please tell the King not to worry. I am now married to a better man than he will ever be. I still have the photograph, but I won't make it public unless he tries to make trouble for me. Yours very sincerely, Irene Norton, formerly Irene Adler." Before we left him that morning, Holmes asked the King if he could have the photograph of Irene Adler. He still keeps it in his sitting room. "What a woman," Holmes says, "if I ever mention her name."